What does a logical Christian look like? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, you know, it's kind of easy to conjure up some kind of Spock-like character from Star Trek, all head and no heart. But you believe Christians ought to redeem this term.
John, in the popular culture, logic is the domain of the nerd. Those super smart people who stand out by not fitting in. Those who consider themselves rather more ordinary can find the laws of logic cold and distant.
In a previous broadcast, you and I were talking about the fact that Jesus is the Logos, meaning he embodies what's right and reasonable, and our English word logic is based on this Greek term.
And no one ever accused Jesus of being all head and no heart. He was full of love and compassion for people. If anything, we emphasize this, but we forget he was the smartest man who ever lived.
And Jesus is the ultimate role model, then, of what a logical Christian should in fact look like.
Yes, the Christian worldview is reasonable, and we can use the laws of logic to defend what's right and true. For example, if you say you believe someone else is wrong about what they say or what they do, and someone says, don't judge other people, that's a problem,
right?
Because this person is judging you for judging other people. They've just done what they said you shouldn't do. It's a self-contradiction.
Exactly.
The law of non-contradiction says a statement cannot be both true and false at the same time. Either you can judge other people, which means you both have your say, or you can't judge other people, which means this other person, well, they have to keep their mouth closed.
Great thought there from Alec McClellan, who's written A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. A Christian apologist, Alec travels the world, speaking at conferences, schools, churches, and ministries. Learn more about his ministry at reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org.